It's not normal.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
That's how I feel. No, this is how I feel this week. This week, this is how I feel. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It really kind of is how I feel. I think a lot of us feel that way. What does that mean? I don't know. Okay. But boy, oh boy. And I don't know what I'm going to do with this long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I actually took tomorrow off, mainly because my customer has been dragging their feet. We should have been in flight by now. And I'm like, you know, I can't, it's just, I'm not going to share the woes of a consultant to you because it's like, has to do with burning hours and time limits and the client's dragging their feet and they don't know what they're doing and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And then you're sitting there on your knees every single morning with tears in your eyes saying, Father, please, in the name of Jesus. But he brings me through it. I have a little sticker on my laptop. It says, it always seems impossible until it's done. Praise God. All right. So anyway, we'll go ahead and continue through these things. But I did want you, I definitely wanted you to hear that what appears to be Alex Jones having a major, major turnaround. The Kudniks, he says. It's good to have him back. I hope he stays back. Oh, he's been so bouncy, bouncy, wouncy, if there was such a term. And does anybody know a trick to getting your puppy dog to eat? She just doesn't like her meat. I can't seem to trick her into eating her meat enough. And then she gets this tummy ache and whatever. Hannah, she's very cute and everything. But she needs to eat her meat. So anyway, just had to get that off my chest too. It drives me crazy. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and continue forward. Let's listen to this. This is Naftali Bennett. And it says that he's bragging on Jewish television that he was there during 9/11 in New York, and if it can happen, and it will happen again if the United States doesn't do Israel's bidding in the Middle East. Let's listen to this.
We know what'll happen. They're going to hit the Twin Towers, 9/11.
You were in New York when that happened.
I was in Manhattan when it happened. I saw those buildings on fire. That's what happens when you say the Middle East isn't our problem, we don't care. So the radical Islamists will come to the big Satan, to Manhattan, to California, to America, but with nuclear ballistic missiles.
All right, so let's unpack this. It was the Israeli Mossad that wired the buildings for controlled demolition. It was the Israeli Mossad that was arrested with six people dancing in a parking lot. Okay, but then suddenly let go for no apparent reason. Israel took down those buildings. And here's Naftali Bennett or whatever trying to tell everybody it'll happen again. Now, that's his way, his unsubtle, pig-like way of saying, we, the Chabad Lubavitch freaks, are going to false flag you again and kill a bunch of your people. And there have been many reports out there that have said that there's going to be another 9/11, but it's going to be 10 times worse. Now then, I'm just going to read this to you. Washington, D.C., New York City, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Diego, Boston, Baltimore, Las Vegas, and Denver. Oh, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix. Those were all names of cities that were given to me in one way or another, whether I collected them from a prophecy or somebody gave them me their list or whatever the case is, of cities that could potentially be nuked, or in their opinion, were going to be nuked. Very much like the movie Jericho, or the TV series Jericho. which I've said over and over again is highly prophetic. Okay, I'm leaving so much out. I'm leaving so much out. So what about the USS Liberty? I mean, really, when you think about it, every single one of the false flag attacks that the United States have been subject to came from who? Lakudniks. Alex Jones, right? Chabad Lubavitch. That's who it's the Khazarian mafia. This is who does it. They know, it seems apparent to me that they know that there isn't going to be anything going on in 2028. You hear what I'm saying? Why would they, torpedo any chance they had at winning the midterms? They wouldn't. They would do everything that they could to look good so that the midterms would happen. Everybody would slap each other on the back and they would maintain control. But evidently, they don't need to maintain control anymore. And the only reason they wouldn't need to maintain control of the Congress is there isn't going to be a 2028 election. As Lauren Peterson used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, so we're exploring the possibilities, and indeed, I think we're exploring the likelihoods that are wrapped around all the things that are happening right now, because a lot of them are inexplicable. You can say unexplainable, or you can say inexplicable. Inexplicable sounds more fancy. See, because I'm a consultant and I can choose fancier words and then I get to charge them more money and stuff, make stuff up. It's amazing to me the stuff that is happening nowadays in my profession because they're basically selling. Oh, gosh, it's just crazy. There used to only be about a dozen products, security products, that could be sold in the mid-90s, and now there's thousands. And it's all because everybody knows how to use that fancy new shiny object buzzword and charge you more money. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. All right. NASA claims that they are building a moon base. That's what they're saying. So it says, according to the actual NASA account on X, which of course would be there because Elon Musk would chase after it until it got on there. But it says, we are building a moon base. NASA moon base will serve as a habitat where astronauts live and work during long-term science missions. Join us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, May the 26th, for a live news event where we'll share updates on our lunar exploration plans. You believe it? I don't know. Well, what do you believe anymore? Looking more and more like we're getting really, really close, isn't it? All right. So I'm going to play this. I don't know if she swears or not, but you know what? At this point, it's just not possible to... You can't do anything about it. Everybody swears. Everybody's swearing in these things. Now, I've prayed on my knees in tears. Every morning, I pray a lot of different things, but one of the things I always pray is, dear Heavenly Father, please cleanse and totally purify my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my flesh, my record-keeping books in heaven, and my robe and gown in heaven, something personal, which I can't tell you, and then and purify my tongue so that I say only good and kind things. You know what I mean? All right, and I work it on, work it over, 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 all the time, over and over again. And the Lord works with me through that approach. But then again, I pray other ways, other different ways as well. All right, praise God. So so the I think, is the deeper we get into these things, as time goes on, more and more people are going to be just letting it rip. All right, so anyway, here is this blonde lady named Anna Kasparian, and she is very overt in how she feels about the Chabad Lubavitch people. I don't think she really differentiates, however, between the good ones and the bad ones. And therein lies one of the problems. But anyway, let's listen to this, because she really lets it go. All right, here we go.
I want Iran to have nukes. I want Pakistan to give Iran nukes right now. That's what I want. I want this to end. No one is worried about Iran's nukes. No one. Kunz isn't worried about it. Hegseth isn't worried about it. Israel isn't worried about it. No one in the United States is worried about nukes. It is a freaking cover story to scare Americans into agreeing to enter a war that has been devastating for our country and the global economy. God, I can't stand the fact that we are being ruled by the dumbest people in the country right now. Pete Hegseth is clearly one of the dumbest people in the country. Oh, Iran doesn't control the Strait of Hormuz. We control the Strait of Hormuz. Sure, buddy. Sure. Go ahead and tell yourself that, you freaking piece of crap. I don't know what to do about this, Cenk. This is going on and on and on. All of us are suffering from it. And the people who get to make the decisions about where we go from here is the idiot you just heard from.
All right. So anyway, which one of you out there listening to this podcast or this audio bite or whatever you want to call it, which one of you out there doesn't have at least some part of the day where you feel exactly like that? And it happens to me like sometimes six, seven, eight times a day. I get so frustrated. And I have to like hang my head down and say, Father, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Sometimes I'll speak in tongues and just let the peace of God wash over me. Because I tell you what, I feel like she does a lot. And I think a lot more of us out there do as well. We're over it. And we just have to keep on reminding ourselves, God's will be done. If you truly love your Father, you're going to deal with it. You might not like it. I loved my father, but there were times he told me, my earthly father, and there were times he told me to do stuff that I didn't want to do, like time to pick the beans with his straw hat on, reminiscent of the movie called Witness anyway, I can't think of his name right now, but anyway, it's a great movie. Watch it if you haven't seen it yet. Witness. The older Amish gentleman comes in and says, time to milk the cows. And that is so much like my dad. Okay. And he used to do that to me. I was a little kid, you know, I was like, you know, what, 12 years old or something like that. And he's coming down into my bedroom with a flashlight and a straw hat on. And he's like, time to pick the beans. I'm like, I didn't like that. I didn't want to pick the beans. The reason he did that was because it gets hot as heck out there and you're sitting in the sun getting burnt like a crisp. And, you know, if you don't get to picking the beans pretty dagnabbit early, you're not going to get the beans off the plants before you turn into, you know, I don't know what, whatever you turn into when you have like 10,000, you know, what do they call that? I mean, I don't know how they quantify solar rays and sunburn, but boy, let's just say if it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 15. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let's go ahead and move on through this and see what we got. Now, here, listen to this. Hopefully I got it. Okay. All right. Oh, wait, she's already talking. And I got it. All right. Okay, so we'll listen to this lady explain what the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is currently up to. Here we go.
What happens when a robot literally becomes alive? In that, like us, its skin detects heat and touch, and it can act completely autonomously. It no longer needs a computer to think, as its intelligence is embedded directly into the material of the machine itself, allowing it to sense, adapt, learn, react in real time. And perhaps more importantly, who controls these systems once they are operating independently? I feel quite traumatized even telling you this, because in the last couple of days, DARPA released a remarkable new document revealing its incredible plans to do just that. Physical intelligence in untethered, autonomous robots. the future of warfare and of humanity. And it's not about building a slightly better robot. DARPA is planning machines where the material itself becomes the computer. Traditionally, robots work in stages. For their information, they have processors, data banks, software, decision-making areas, motors perform an action. But DARPA is talking about collapsing that entire chain directly into the hardware itself. They repeatedly use phrases like physical intelligence, material-centric compute, embedding communication directly into the body. In other words, the structure of the machine, the robot, would support its own intelligence. It becomes the intelligence and can act autonomously. DARPA specifically says they're not interested in conventional software or AI approaches that use GPU processing. That's highly unusual. Instead, they want materials that are capable of doing the sensing, the pressure, the light, the temperature, the concentration on physical variables simultaneously without having to convert the signals into traditional sort of digital processing. That starts sounding less like robotics, more like synthetic biology, neuromorphic systems, living organisms. DARPA repeatedly emphasizes autonomy, minimal latency, communication denied environments, and systems that can continue operating without any cloud connectivity, nothing external. That is a battlefield language. This is real Terminator stuff. Satellites may fail, GPS may fail, but these things are autonomously carrying on, capable of independently perceiving, adapting, reacting in real time, and more efficiently than certainly humans, but most AI systems. This is not like, you know, getting Optimus and shoving an AI processing thing in it. This is talking about the fabric of the robot itself, just like us. There's no clear separation between sensing, decision-making, movement, reflexes. The whole organism does not need all these external tools. These are Terminator robots. What is this all about? Why has this suddenly sneaked out? DARPA is actively asking people to come forward and help it create something that will make robots inseparable from us. Somebody, please take this seriously.
You know, I'd seen a video of South Korea has invented a liquid robot that has the ability to go through like jail bars and then reassemble itself on the other side. Can you imagine? It's like they've got all the pieces. They just have to put them all together. And then you got, you know, it's like the Terminator series. So I'll see you. We'll all get together on Zoom and we'll watch all the Terminator series. The last one that came out around 2015 was really outstanding. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyways, let's go ahead and keep on chiseling through these. See how far we get. All right. 18 minutes after the hour. Time does fly. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me see what this says. Okay. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and play this because I don't remember. I know I listened to it, but okay, here we go.
Channel 14 news anchor Shimon Ricklin was censored live on TV. Lisa, I'm going to send you through the link, so I might play it. We'll see if we play it or not. Was censored live on TV after disclosing a potential Israeli plan to seize Iran's enriched uranium. Ricklin says that there could be a ground invasion of Iran, unclear by whom, in multiple areas, and in the ensuing chaos, IDF and presumably American Special Operating Forces, Special Forces, according to Ricklin, would land close to the Isfahan Nuclear Technology Center, where the enriched uranium is allegedly stored. Quote, for example, I don't really know anything. I'm just saying what I would do. I would land in Isfahan. They already conducted drills for this with the pilots, and I would try to extract the enriched material. It's not.
All right, I'm going to kill that because it's sucking up a bunch of time, and I just noticed the entire length of the clip is way more time than we got to spare. I don't know where they're heading with that because it sounds like it's what they're talking about, what already happened in the past. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, so we already covered the untethered robots and all that stuff, agentic AI, the clawed beast. It's all happening. I've already read white papers and stuff for you on the air, and it's very, very scary, creepy stuff. All right. So let's see here. George Galloway. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so this is George Galloway talking about how they stole away the election from Thomas Massey in the middle of the night. Let's see how long this bite is. That'll support what I already knew is true. All right, praise God. Here we go.
Congressional primary. Thomas Massey, who earned the undying fury and enmity of Donald Trump by forcing the state to reveal hitherto redacted testimony and documents on the Epstein affair, was defeated by 10,000 votes. All of them were mail-in ballots. What? Mail-in ballots? Them? Again? Although the whole thing was counted on those counting machines. You remember those, Donald? Those counting machines? I better not say more. The Fox News had to pay billions for questioning the veracity of those voting machines. It is the case that Thomas Massey won the voters by almost 2-1. But that familiar midnight dump of mail-in ballots, all of which were for Massey's rival, a man that nobody had ever heard of before he entered.
Okay, so it cut off at that point. But anyway, you got the gist of it. So he catches on really, really fast. There's a whole bunch of people out there who are still completely clueless about all of that. All right, so let's move on, see what we got here. I don't know if this is the one that I wanted to play. Let's see if... No, that's not it. Fiddle faddle. All right, let me go back and see if I can scroll down far enough. Okay, here's the one that I wanted to find. Let's listen to this. This is the Jesse Waters report on Fox News on aliens. Look, when I heard this stuff coming out of his mouth, I was flipping out. All right, because, you know, in the last 15 plus years, I've taken a lot of, you know, people have made a lot of fun of me, my own family, of course, and you know, to have this stuff coming out. Now, like I said, the one person I asked about it was like, oh, he was just reading stuff that the military had given him to read, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if I totally agree with that. Of course he's got a teleprompter and he's reading from whoever's telling him to say what he's saying, but I think there may be more behind it than just an excerpt of stuff that was given to him or given to Fox from the military. All right, so anyway, and by the way, it has been historically a big fat no-no to ever even mention reptilians. Why? Because there's so many of them all around us in our Congress, leading, you know, terrorizing us. All right, so let's listen to this. I could listen to this 100 times over.
And we just found out over 1 billion people have visited the site. 1 billion. It's got to be a record. The War Department says more files will be released soon. UFO experts and top researchers have been investigating aliens for years. Their sources say dozens of crashed UFOs have been recovered, and what they found inside? Shocking.
And do people think that there's one type of non-human intelligence that's visiting the Earth, or is there many, many types?
People who have been involved in recoveries have said...
There are at least four separate types. Now, I have not had direct access to that, but I believe the people who I talk to...
Four different types of life.
Four different types of life.
There's hundreds.
Four different species of aliens. Another scientist called them greys, Nordics, insectoids, and reptilians. All of them have two arms and two legs, just like us. Experts speculate the reptilians are scaly with long tails, like a lizard. Insectoids look like a praying mantis. The greys look like your classic movie alien, and the Nordics? looked like a regular Swedish guy, but 7 feet tall. We haven't seen the evidence, but Pete Hegseth says more evidence is coming. And there are a lot of believers in Congress.
I have seen evidence in a skiff that leads me to believe there are things we cannot explain. And I have observed things that are of non-human origin and creation. That's my opinion.
Releasing the files isn't easy. They've been hidden for years. And a lot of people want to keep it that way.
The problem we have right now is the deep state's fighting the president on releasing. He kept his word. And I suspect some of our not so friendly comrades and some of our alphabet agencies are slow walking a lot of the information. It's about power, it's about control, and that's kind of what runs Washington.
There, kind of what runs Washington. Anyway, all of that was a massive understatement. Okay. But anyway, we'll just go ahead and leave it at that. All right. Praise God. So let's see what else we got here to cherry pick through. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's this. Let's listen to this. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, this turns my stomach and makes me just want to upchuck in a bucket because, see, when I see the entities that are part of the Draco T collective and they start, see, it's blasphemy to me. It's incredible, horrific, I can't handle it. Blasphemy when I hear these entities that are extremely evil pretending like they have some sort of respect for Jesus. That really upsets me. It's definitely a type of blasphemy. But you know what? I just have to keep on remembering Romans 12:19, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19, praise God.
And today, Jennifer and I and others had a chance to go see the Western Wall of the Temple Mount. The Western Wall tunnels so much of the old city. And as you stand there, you can't help but behold the miracle before you. And it got me thinking about another miracle that I hope all of you don't see too far away. Because 1917 was a miracle. 1948 was a miracle. 1967 was a miracle.
Okay, at this point, I'm not going to listen anymore because I know he's going to break in even worse. But all of it was not a miracle. It was a lie from the devil. It was a lie from Schofield, who was manipulated and funded by Illuminati, essentially members of the Illuminati. And Vera, Sister Vera, had come up with a white paper, a brief, on the founding fathers of Schofield. Okay, and you can actually look up on, do a Google search on the tenets of Schofield or the beliefs of Schofield and read what it says, because all of those things are true, but they're not true. They are contortions of the scripture. They are lies from Satan. And they are the very premise, the very fundamentals of what we see happening in evangelical churchianity. This idea where they don't look, if Galatians 3:28 puts all of this to rest, but nobody ever brings this up. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, man nor woman, but we are all one through Christ. All right. And it even goes on to say, and because of that, we are also heirs to Abraham, you know, through the grafting on the olive tree. So, but the point is, it closes the book on the discussion. There's nothing more to talk about. If there's no such thing as a Jew or a Gentile, not even to the point where there's no such thing as a woman or a man, that we are all one in Christ, then that pretty much puts a cap on it. There isn't anything else to talk about. So all your Schofield lies and your slicing the Bible up in the pieces and all the things that these entities are doing, to manipulate the human race into accelerating events in accordance with what these the Chabad Lubavitch Khazarian mafia are hungering and thirsting for. Okay, that's what's happening. You've got this whole humongous wave of individuals that are going after this as their goal, as their end game. And believe me, it's not a happy ending. It's not a happy ending. The Noahide laws and what they will do to Christians is horrible, horrific. And it will be under the Noahide laws that the Mark of the Beast is handed out, because that's when you refuse to renounce Jesus, and then they chop your head off. What a great way to die. What a great way to die. That thing's going to come down, swoosh, and bam, you're with Jesus right there. Man, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I don't expect that we're going to have to be there. But, you know, for now, we have to endure and deal with life and deal with what God has blessed us with knowledge-wise, and pray that the Lord opens up, opportunities for us to be able to touch people's lives. So you basically have people out there that are like, aliens or demons. That is the starting point, by the way. That's where everybody starts. I started there. I thought aliens were demons. That's what I thought for a long time, actually. But the more I looked into it, and the more anointed people that the Lord brought to the radio show on over the years, it became exceedingly evident that that was not the case. And then the Lord started to piece everything together. Once you let go and you let the Lord work with you, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, that's when everything starts to open up. And you get more information. As it says in the Bible, I'll just read this to you. It's one of my favorite verses. Luke 8, verse 17 to 18. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known or come to light. Nothing. That means everything's going to be let out. The Lord is going to release all the data. Verse 18. So take, this is the most important part. Therefore, take heed how you hear. How you hear. For whoever has the ability to hear, to him more will be given. But whoever doesn't have the ability to hear, even what he seems to have will be taken away from him. This is simply saying, if you have biases and you're sure that aliens are demons, you're sure that we're the only people in the entire universe, then God's letting you know, because you wouldn't let go of what you're certain, you're positive, you're right, by golly. Oh, you must be right, because you can't see it in the Bible. Your pastor can't see it in the Bible. And they're preaching the wrong things to you in that church. And you are not being careful how you hear. You have bias. Aliens are demons. Guess what? You're about to get spanked. So these people out there that are making fun and saying, well, it's a little green man, this, that, and the other thing. Ha, 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 chuckle, 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 blue, Project Bluebeam, this, that. You know what? I can barely deal with these people. And some of them think they're incredibly smart. I'm not going to name names. I've already named one, and it kind of goes against my grain to do that. But it's not like I'm dealing with a true fellow believer. All right, praise God. We have to watch bias. We got to get rid of it. Now, there are those out there talking about alien hybrid breeding programs, and there's a lot of discussion that's flying back and forth, and a lot of people say they think this and they think that. The only one that I would ever listen to regarding the alien human hybrid or the hybrid breeding program is Dr. David Jacobs. Dr. David Jacobs. He's the author of the book, The Threat. And we had him on the radio show, and it was an excellent, outstanding show. I'm not even sure, but I might even be able to find it in the archive. Okay, that's available with the link, you know, 10 shows that are 10 years older or whatever. I have a link to that where I put the podcast on tribulationnow.com. Praise God. Also, little tidbit, nice to know, Armenia is currently building the world's largest statue of Jesus Christ, standing 77 meters, 252 feet tall in total. Go Armenia! Right on. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and then a breaking news. Of course, it's breaking, breaking, breaking. A man rumored to be a male prostitute was found dead in Indiana, in the Indiana home of Mike Pence, according to the police. Well, I'm here to tell you that Mike Pence is definitely a reptilian. And I'm also here to tell you that Mike Pence has raped small, teeny little children multiple times, almost certainly to death. He's as sick as Draco T, if not sicker. Sick. These are draconians. Draconians. There's many different species of, not species, but variations of reptilians. And I actually believe I have figured out why. It goes back to the ancient Sumerian writings of the Epic of Gilgamesh and stuff like that. It goes way back to when they were actually monkeying around with the DNA of helpers. They needed helpers to help them mine the gold. Now, there's a lot of books and papers out there that say that that isn't even part of it. It never really was. I call baloney. There's way too much evidence that the Anunnaki were here on the Earth 400,000 years ago, if you use a Sumerian king's list and you count backwards, digging for gold. There was even an individual who was a scientist who found the remains, the actual digs, in southern Africa, where they were looking for the gold. Okay, and supposedly they had monkeyed around with the DNA, and then they ultimately went to Cro-Magnon man, Neanderthal man. Everybody agrees, any scientist out there that understands these things, they already know that it can't possibly be Darwinism. There's too many gaps to get from Cro-Magnon to Neanderthal. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. How did it happen? Why so fast? Why the change? How come the change is so big, the delta between them? And how many do we not know about? What about the cave drawings that are at 33,000 feet high in the Andes Mountains that show humans standing beside dinosaurs throwing spears? Huh? And water coming up to the foot of the Andes Mountains and people running for their lives up the side of the mountain to get away with fish and fish, big fish, in the trees. That indicates that some period, a very, 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 very long time ago, way before Adam and Eve, a whole nother earth age, actually, there was another massive cataclysmic earth event that caused a massive flood and massive death on a biblical scale, like a cycle, like it repeats itself over and over again. Like what we're going through isn't the first, you know, it's like there's more to it. Why does God destroy the heavens and the earth, and then he comes back and he recreates the heavens and the earth? What's up with that? What's that all about? What's the purpose of that? What about Ecclesiastes 1:9? The cycle of events. Why are we so pig-headed and selfish, self-centered? Oh, it's got to be all about us. There can't be anything else out there. See, here's the initial feelings of a Christian, even a good one, with an open mind, which is like one in a million. they take offense to the idea that there could be otherworldly beings, life out in the universe. They take offense to it because it hurts their pride. They want to be the only ones. Can't be any others. It somehow steals from their walk in Christ, somehow robs them, when there are other beings out there. And I'm like, no, you're acting like a three-year-old. It's the other way around. When you realize that that there's trillions of galaxies out there and have trillions of life forms, and when you finally wake up and stop being such a prideful piece of blankety blank, guess what? It's amazing. Now we know what it means to be sons of God. Now we know why we have to go through the things that we have to go through. Now we get it. When you understand pre-existence on top of all that, have I not said ye are gods? Ye are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men. Man, when you pull all this together, come on. It makes the simpleton's version of the Bible just smell like fish on the pier. Okay? How could anybody with an open heart and looking at all of these things that are going on right now, all of these things, and you know what? When their minds are closed, they're not being careful how they hear. They're not. They're not reading the scripture properly. They're not allowing the Lord to speak to their heart about what they're reading about. They don't realize they're reading about the day of the Lord. They don't realize that those beings that God called down to the earth are not from this planet. Chopping children into pieces. Praise God. Anyway, so it's very exciting, I think. It's very exciting. The bigger God is, the more amazing God is. Do we have to think very hard about what it means to rule and reign with Jesus? I've talked about this before. I talked about Odin Hetrick. I need to call up some of those sound bites of Odin Hetrick, and also Dimitri Dudeman. About the Angel Brothers, and I don't know what the thing was, but it travels so fast you can't see anything. He's talking about the technology that they were in, a chariot. How many different kinds of chariots do you think there are? Why do they call them chariots? Is it just a generic term for anything that contains or can transport a host body? That would mean that all of the different life forms that are out there are flying in different types of chariots. I wonder if they ever differentiate for the really big motherships, the ones that are like 28 miles wide. They still call that a chariot? Maybe they call it a jumbo chariot. I don't know. But anyway, these things are absolutely, to me, they're absolutely beyond fascinating. And I think what we're, you know, if as long as we can pray our way through all the things that are happening, because that's what we got to do. We got to pray our way through the things that are happening on the earth, because if we don't, we're all going to probably have to admit that we're like that woman, Anna Kasparian, flipping out. Did you know that there was confirmed over 42 aircraft lost in the first phase of the Iranian war? 17 F-35 fighters, 6 destroyed, 11 damaged, 8 F-16 fighting falcons, 5 A-10 warthogs, 7 Black Hawk helicopters, and 5 MQ-9 Reaper drones. Total of 42 aircraft taken out. Just like that one general said, the United States Army or the United States military is going to be destroyed at the hands of a madman. Draco D. Praise God. So anyway, I got some clips I could throw out there that none of it, you know, like I could play this one where Rogan is going off. This is kind of scary, actually. But I'm, you know what? I'm not going to lead. I'll just tell you that he says the tick thing is really nuts, and he starts talking about it, and he has a friend that has alpha-gal syndrome and all this other stuff. All I can tell you, folks, is if you're going to go to Amazon and get yourself some bug spray, get one of the ones with cedar wood in it, because it kills them. And if you want to make sure that they're not in your backyard, or at least do the best that you can to keep, you know, get a bird feeder, get several bird feeders. The more birds there are, the less of anything else there is. God gives us an answer for everything, doesn't he? I think he does. He's awesome. Our Father God is awesome. I don't know. What do you think? Everything that's happening right now, as weird as it is and unexplainable as it is, seems to be explainable much easier if we accept what Naftali Bennett said regarding 9/11, what others are saying about the nuking of cities in the United States, and has been prophesied by many, 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 many. And there not being any need for a 2028 election. See? And all kinds of, it kind of snaps together, doesn't it? Is that a guarantee? No, I can't guarantee diddly squat. All I can guarantee is that we're going to suffer with a lot of frustration. We're all going to deal with more and more of this bouncing off the wall stuff. It's enough to make you just want to flip out. I'm here looking for Anna Kasparian. Where is she? Where did she go? There she is. I'm gonna play this one more time, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a great way to take such a frustrating week and kind of put the sprinkles on the cupcake. This is how I feel many times a week.
Want Iran to have nukes. I want Pakistan to give Iran nukes right now. That's what I want. I want this to end. No one is worried about Iran's nukes. No one. Coons isn't worried about it. Hegseth isn't worried about it. Israel isn't worried about it. No one in the United States is worried about nukes. It is a freaking cover story to scare Americans into agreeing to enter a war that has been devastating for our country and the global economy. God, I can't stand the fact that we are being ruled by the dumbest people in the country right now. Pete Hegseth is clearly one of the dumbest people in the country. Oh, Iran doesn't control the Strait of Hormuz. We control the Strait of Hormuz. Sure, buddy. Sure. Go ahead and tell yourself that, you freaking piece of crap. I don't know what to do about this, Cenk. This is going on and on and on. All of us are suffering from it. And the people who get to make the decisions about where we go from here is the idiot you just heard from.
All right. And on that note, I'll leave you with this one last profound thought to bring you through the Memorial Day weekend.